Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The commercials are over.
Yo, I haven't got all day.
869-1240.
Time to get busy.
This is Sports Daily on KFH. And now, digging deeper with the teams you follow, it's another Sports Daily Insider interview on KFH.
All right, welcome in, everybody. It is Sports Daily here on a Wednesday. We are happy to be joined by Shreya Slada, our KU insider, beat reporter at the KC Star, for KU football, the basketball football in focus here, Shreya, as we get ready to open Big 12 play. KU, big favorites at home this weekend at the booth. First Big 12 action for the new digs. How are we feeling this week?
Yeah, pretty good. I think Kansas, 12.5-point favorites over West Virginia. I mentioned this to a friend of mine yesterday. It's the type of game that Kansas wins by, 14 to 21 points. You feel good about the way Kansas is going to look and the type of game that you need to kind of win in a overwhelmingly confident way, I think, because that's going to start the start of conference play. And it's the type of game that, if they have any aspirations of winning a Big 12 championship, it starts with, not really struggling to West Virginia.
Coming off the bye week, Shreyas, and coming off of that loss to Missouri, what were the major things that you feel like Kansas and Lance Leipold needed to focus on to get ready for the start of conference play?
Yeah, tackling was horrendous against Missouri. I think, especially on defense, it was really, really bad against the two running backs who ran all over Kansas. Obviously, the run defense has to be better than it was. But just also play in the trenches. I think they got dominated both offensive, defensive line. And you could see that in that advantage. I don't think, luckily for Kansas, there will be a team as good as Missouri on the line, both sides. But Texas Tech should probably be a big test for them when that comes around. And then, of course, just looking at, and we've talked about this all last year, is it continues to be something to look at, is end of half play, end of game play, those last 2 minutes in each part of the game, it feels like they got to get better job of clock management, better job of controlling the clock, better job of not making bad errors in those last 2 minutes.
As we look at the Big 12 as a whole, K-State's off this week. They're certainly not what we thought they were. Texas Tech looks like what we thought they would look like. Arizona State, maybe not quite as good as we thought. I don't know how you feel about Iowa State. It does feel a little more uncertain maybe than we anticipated, or maybe it doesn't. But at least to me, it feels like KU could certainly be a top half of this league team this year.
I think they should be. Their schedule should allow them to be at least a top five team this year. If this team is as good as they've looked in the first three games of the season, they should be contending for a Big 12 title. You know, I'm not sitting there and saying they looked amazing against Missouri. They did not. But they were in that game when they had no business being in that game for a lot of that game. And the thing that I will continue to reiterate, and I always talk about, the big question was, how good does Jalen Daniels look? Well, Jalen Daniels looks like the best player on the team, bar none. Okay. And that's the standard that needed to be set for them to contend for a Big 12 title, to be in the conversation, to even have a chance to win or lose more than or less than three games. You know, I look at the rest of their schedule like, okay, I think they can beat K-State. If they don't beat K-State this year, it's never going to happen. I think they'll be competitive against Texas Tech. I don't think they'll win that game. I think Utah and Arizona could be a toss-up. But either way, like, if you're winning one of Utah and Arizona, if like they finish 1-3 or 1-2 in the last three games of the year, that's a team that has won, you know, nine, that means. I think they should win against West Virginia, Cincinnati, UCF. Obviously, we have to see it to happen. But if this team is for real, they will take care of business against inferior Big 12 opponents, which is a lot of what it is the next couple of weeks before they play Texas Tech.
You have a new article that came out this morning from the Kansas City Star talking about Jalen Daniels and talking about his ability to bounce back from mistakes that he's made and things like that, where the confidence has clearly grown for him. He doesn't look, timid, or doesn't look, upset after bad plays or whatever from what we saw a season ago and before that. What do you attribute all of that to?
You know, I think a little bit of it is he knows what's at stake, right? You know, this is his last time to make a real chance to improve his draft stock. I was talking about this with a friend. It's like this quarterback class in 2026 looks horrendous right now. Guys that we thought were going to be really, really good have not been really good. They've been really mediocre or bad. So if Jalen Daniels puts together a pretty good season, you know, like in the point of where we're talking about in Heisman contention race like we were in 2022, his draft stock is going to skyrocket, like probably from late pick to anywhere from the first to three rounds. It obviously depends on how he plays the rest of the way, but I think he knows what's at stake. I think he knows this team needs him to be calm and collected. He knows that if he goes out there and makes a mistake, it's not the end of the world. He doesn't have to go make it up on the next play, which I think sometimes last year he felt like he needed to do. And then we saw him make more mistakes. Things are not ballooning for him. You know, in the Missouri game, I felt like he played a B+, A- game against a very difficult defense. That pick was bad, but that was a desperation pick while trying to throw away the ball in a scenario that he shouldn't have even been in, because they should have gone for fourth down the previous drive. I've been very impressed with him. I've been impressed with his ability to kind of know when to do different things on the field, whether it's tuck and run or just checking it down. And other times he's testing his arm with guys like Emmanuel Henderson. I think this is the Jalen Daniels that people expected in 2023 and didn't get because of his back surgery, and the Jalen Daniels that people hoped to see last year, but obviously he struggled to start the year.
I think the question for me, Shreyas Latta, KU beat reporter for the KC Star, KU Insider. When I watched that game against Missouri, like, there were a lot of ways in which Kansas was dominated, but they were there in the end. Like, which thing is the takeaway, that they were kind of dominated in yards and in some of these categories, or that the fact that they were there? I don't know how much to take of either of those things away from that game.
Well, I think rivalry games are inherently a weird, just crazy things happen. But I mean, like, they were up 21-6 at one point, right? Like, I never felt like, if that was probably the only point in the game where I felt, okay, Kansas is in control. Obviously, that quickly changed. But I think it's important to remember that, like, you know, if you replay that game, Missouri probably wins 7 out of 10 times. But if Kansas winning 3 out of 10 times happens, that's pretty good in my mind, because Missouri was, I think, basically a touchdown favorite going into the game. And that game was competitive all the way until like the last 3 minutes, right? I obviously, there are things that Kansas fans wish they could take back, and I'm sure the Kansas team wish they could take back. But honestly, for how ugly it looked like at points, for Kansas to hang around is a test of their resilience and a test of to show, wow, like, this team is for real. Even if they're not quite at the level to beat a good team like Missouri, like, Missouri looks like a top 15 team in the country, this team is going to make some noise in the Big 12 if you know, they can continue what they're doing. Obviously, they have to be better at run defense, overall defense. Jalen needs to come to be good. The running game has to be a lot better than it was against Missouri. But I'm encouraged, honestly. If I was a Kansas fan, I'd be encouraged from what I've seen in the first three games because, you know, they took care of business against Fresno State. They played really well. They covered the spread. Obviously, not the end-all, be-all, but, you know, it was a big game. Wagner was Wagner. You know, they did what they needed to do. And then in Missouri, a game in Columbia, they were competitive for most of it. So even though it wasn't, you know, on the stat sheet says, okay, maybe they should have not been as whatever, at the end of the day, winning ugly is better than not winning at all. And they were close to winning an ugly game there.
Yeah. What do we know about West Virginia? I mean, obviously they're rebuilding. Rich Rodriguez is back as the head coach after almost 20 years away from the program. You know, he's trying to, you know, reestablish his ways, his philosophies, and all of that. They're not a great team right now, but what do we know about them, and where can they have some success against Kansas?
Yeah, they play with a really fast tempo, so it's going to be interesting to see how – I think it's like the second highest in the entire nation. So it's going to be interesting to see how KU's defense is. You know, you got to make sure, you know, they line up properly. They make sure they don't get rushed too much. They're pretty creative in offense, run a heavy offense. They've been like juggling three different quarterbacks the last two games, which is interesting. Their run defense is elite, at least obviously so far. They haven't played the greatest teams, but they're only allowing 2.4 yards per carry, less than 100 yards rushing per day, per game. I think Rich Rodriguez is putting West Virginia in a conversation to be a good team in a year or two. I don't think they're a good team right now, but you know, if they can be in the middle tier of the conference, that's a big step up from what they were last year. I mean, obviously, I know they were a little under 500 last year, but everyone knew with how many newcomers coming into this team, for West Virginia, they were never going to be a top end of a conference team.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it. Are they better than we thought they would be? Kansas, a 13.5 point favorite. It's a 5 o'clock kick time on Saturday. A little odd on the kick time, but it should be a fun atmosphere. We'll see if they can get it done. Shreyas, I don't know if you noticed, Tommy is in for his last Wednesday, not to be concerned. He finally jumped in, and one of these things in the video stream is not like the other here. And
hey, I had to throw Jacob a bone for my final Wednesday on the show. I had to, you know, rock the Hawaiian for at least one time.
I got you. Congrats on the last Wednesday.
Yeah.
Well, I hope it's good news.
It's good. I saw it on Facebook.
Yeah, it's very
good news. Very good news.
We'll be here. You'll have you'll still have me to deal with. Brandon and TJ will be in. So we'll still be rocking and rolling on these Wednesday visits. Shreyas, we'll go find your work at the KC Star leading up to the game. He'll get you all prepared for West Virginia, the Big 12 opener for KU. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
There goes Shreyas Lotta.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, what a time, Tommy. What a time. KU football, absolutely relevant again. Thank goodness. I think for me, it was small, But the tiny fear of all the turnover this year leading to a bad year, it doesn't, that seems very out of the realm of possibilities here. I think they'll be relevant all year.
Yeah.
They'll make a bowl game.
I agree. I mean, I think that they are head and shoulders better than West Virginia is. They've got to go out there and prove that in the Big 12 opener inside the booth on Saturday. They've got to flex a little bit and show that they are, a legitimate top half, maybe even better team in that conference. And against a team like West Virginia that's clearly rebuilding, clearly inferior, they've got to do a good job, you know, going into that game and establishing themselves. And the fact that they can, you know, say, hey, look at us. Like, we deserve to be credited amongst our peers in the Big 12.
Yeah, they're there. I'm glad West Virginia's back, too, by the way. I'm glad Rich Rodriguez is back there. All right, we got more Sports Daily coming your way. Don't go away on a Wednesday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.